Welcome to the 11th edition of the Fido Footy Update with me, Jason Longshore, recapping all of the latest from Russia and the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Make sure you're heading out to either Fido location, Buckhead, or Midtown to watch all of the World Cup matches. Every match will be shown live. It's the best spot in town for the 2018 World Cup with the best soccer fans in Atlanta. Excellent Fido World Cup menu with great food and drink specials for every match. You can win some of that food and drink by going to predictor.fidoirishpub.com and playing the Fido World Cup predictor game. Earn some points, cash them in, get some free food and drink. It's a pretty sweet deal. Highly recommended. I'll be doing that later this week as we get into the final games of the group stage. Crazy day today. Lots of goals. The highest scoring day in World Cup since 1990. And it started with England 6-1 winners over Panama. Harry Kane with the hat trick. He was my kind of wild card golden boot winner prediction before we got started in this tournament. And right now he is leading the golden boot race with 5. 2 goals from John Stones. A beautiful goal from Jesse Lingard. Goal number 6. 25 passes before that goal for England. Panama, they get their first goal in World Cup history. It was a great moment for them. You could see the joy in the fans' faces. They were completely outclassed. Second game of the day, Senegal, 2-2 draw with Japan. Senegal took the lead twice in this match, and Japan came back to get a point. Keisuke Honda with a 78th minute equalizer for Japan. And this group is wide open. Because of that draw, those two teams are on 4 points. Colombia moves to 3 points with a big 3-0 win over Poland in the final match of the day. Comprehensive win for Los Cafeteros. Poland is now eliminated from the tournament. James Rodriguez, he's had an interesting club career since the last World Cup where he emerged on the world stage. But no player since the beginning of the 2014 World Cup has scored more goals than James, 6, or has more assists than 4. He's leading both of those categories since the start of the last World Cup. Had an assist today. James Rodriguez has to be healthy to carry this team. He's not the only one in this team, but he has to be healthy for Colombia to do what they can do. And Colombia will face Senegal in the final group match. Japan will face an already eliminated Poland in the final match. Poland, maybe one of the more disappointing World Cups for the Poles. A lot was expected out of them in this group. Let's look ahead to the final day of group action in groups A and B. Group A, 2 matches at the same time, Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Both teams are eliminated. There's really not much to talk about here. There won't be much to watch for other than seeing if Mohamed Salah gets a goal in this World Cup. Uruguay-Russia is the one that's interesting here. Both teams are on 6 points going into the final day. It's the classic battle of defense in Uruguay versus offense in Russia. Russia, that attack is led by Alexander Golovin, the number 10. He's played out on the wing a little bit in this tournament, but as a 10, he pulls the strings for the Russian squad. And Denis Cheryshev, who came on as a sub in the first match against Saudi Arabia and has kept his starting spot, one of the leading scorers in the tournament. They'll be going up against possibly the best center back pairing in the tournament in Diego Godin and Jose Jimenez for Uruguay. It hasn't been pretty for the Uruguayans. It doesn't have to be. They do have Luis Suarez. They do have Edison Cavani. You expect those two guys to get goals for you. And Godin and Jimenez protect everything and allow you to grind out results. And that's what Uruguay's been doing so far. Group B comes down to 2 matches with 3 teams still in play. Morocco has been eliminated. They face Spain and Portugal faces Iran. Morocco being eliminated, they've already played a wide open, freewheeling kind of game. They've been one of the more entertaining teams to watch in the tournament. They have nothing to show for it. I don't think they're going to all of a sudden become a defensive team against Spain in the finale. Now that they're eliminated, they will continue to play their match. Spain, they have to find a little bit more in midfield. Does Andres Iniesta keep his starting spot? There's some talk out of the Spanish media that Fernando Hierro, the manager who took over a couple days before the tournament, is set to start Thiago. That would be an interesting move. I think Spain needs something. They need a spark here because it just hasn't looked good enough for a team coming in that was the favorite for many. They were my favorite coming into the tournament before that shock dismissal of their manager and Fernando Hierro taking over on the eve of the event. Portugal and Iran. Portugal has to find somebody else who can score. Cristiano Ronaldo can't be the only one who is a goal-scoring threat for Portugal. They weren't really that great against Morocco. It was an early header from Ronaldo that they were able to make hold up. This is a strong defensive team. Iran is in an interesting spot here. They're also a strong defensive team. They were unlucky against Spain not to come out of that with more. But they're going to have to open up a little bit because they're on 3 points here. You would expect that Spain beats Morocco in the other game. So Iran is looking at this as a must win against Portugal. It's going to come down to their number 10, Saeed Ezatolahi. He has been the key playmaker for this squad, and they have to commit more numbers forward. He will have to pick out the right pass and not allow this backline to get exposed as they commit more numbers. They can't just play on the counter here. That Portugal will not let them do that. Portugal wants to play on the counter. So tactically, Portugal-Iran will be a fascinating match. One more stat for you before we go. Still, no 0-0 draws in this tournament. It is the first time, the deepest into a tournament that we have gone since 1954, which was a much shorter tournament. It finished with no scoreless draws. This one is the deepest we have ever gone in a World Cup with no scoreless draws. Hopefully, that will continue as we go. Make sure you're checking out both Fado Irish Pub locations, Buckhead and Midtown, to watch the tournament. It's the best spot in town. Great World Cup menu with excellent food and drink specials. You can win some free food and drink by predicting the scores of the matches. Go to predictor.fadoirishpub.com, play the World Cup predictor game, win some free food and drink, and every match will be shown live at Fado. Going forward with these two games at one time as we finish up the group stage, both games will be on at the same time. You'll be able to keep up with what's going on in the other game in the group. If you want to watch both games at the same time and keep up with the whole storyline, this is a great place to do it, either the Buckhead or the Midtown location. I'll see you guys there more than likely on Tuesday as I suffer through Argentina's soap opera of a World Cup tournament. We'll get into that tomorrow as we preview Tuesday's action and recap Monday's action. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Talk to y'all next time.